Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media of South Central PA. I'm Raymond Galker, and this is the program where we bring awesome, dynamite, generous, strategic individuals from our community into the station so we could talk about all the good that they're doing for our county, Adams and York. And we're very lucky to have a close friend of Community Media's with us, Will Hudson, who is the executive director of Adams Rescue Mission. Will, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me, Ray. I really appreciate it.
So, Will, you know, Community Media had a grant from the Adams County, the Adams County Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And that was to do a shared message and social outreach for a partnership that consisted of Community Media, Adams Rescue Mission, SCAP, and Manish Unitas. And as a result of that, we looked at what were the roles of nonprofits, mm-hmm. and businesses and governments, and it motivated Community Media to want to do more with that topic. And what we're going to talk about here today is just that, the community. Our community is better because of you, Will, and your board and your staff. Have you been here a year yet?
Yeah. November 6th was my first year. and it's been the most amazing year. I've just, like, when you fall into your sweet spot in life where you're supposed to be, wow, things really click. And I'm not saying, you know, my careers of days gone by weren't great, but this is certainly the most fulfilling.
So share with us. Give us what you think is the most rewarding improvement or focus, okay, that happened this year for you.
Yeah, so there's been a ton, but the biggest thing is to see hope come back into someone's eyes. And I know it sounds small. A lot of us take it for granted. We wake up in the morning and we grump about, you know, ugh, it's cold in here, it's this or that, you know, and we take those things for granted. And we have hope every day that this day is going to be good and we're going to go after and do some things and we're going to get something done. But when you see someone with real hopelessness in their eyes, no will to carry on, and you see that come back into somebody's life, and it may be something as simple as they just, ugh, I feel like breathing today. You know, I'm not suicidal today. I'm safe today. I'm not going to be abused today. I get to go to school today. My kids are okay today. When you see that, that's life-changing. And I get to see those things every single day. And the team that I work with and the community that I work with, you know, the SCAPs, the CARES, the safe homes, you know, we get to see those things every single day. And it reminds me of everything I take for granted. And only by the grace of God go I, you know, we Simon and Garfunkel, wherever that came from. But, you know, it's just for me, it's just been a blessing to serve and serve our community. And it looks different for each individual. But to see hope come back into someone's eyes is probably the most amazing thing.
So, ARM, mm-hmm. is that your mission, to restore hope?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, we really focus on the least, the lost, the lonely, you know, those who are abused, addicted, to help them to become recovered and get back into the community. But we boiled all that down into restore hope. Our job is to restore hope, and we do that by sharing the love that Jesus has for us. Whether you're a believer or not believer, our job, we believe, is to pour out our love to others and help them and give them the tools they need or get them access to the tools they need to carry on life in our community. I don't want to say normal life because there's nothing that's normal.
No. Because you're talking about a mental aspect to this. I mean, you wake up in the morning and, are you excited like you? Your heart is full of hope. It's full of vision. It's full of being intentional and strategic and working with good people in the community to reach a vision.
Yeah.
How are the individuals, how's that taken away from an individual? Oh. Or do they never have it?
No, okay, just for a minute, just picture yourself. What's the most hopeless you've ever been? Maybe a relative passed away. The loss of a love, a marriage, a divorce. Think of that. It's terrible. Now, think of that every day and not being able to get out of it. You just cannot get out of it. You no longer have the will to live. When we think of suicide and those types of things, how bad, how much pain these people are in to go through that and fight that. And can you imagine that being your day, every day, waking up to it, Groundhog Day? I have to face this every single day, and I can't get out of it. Part of it's mental health sometimes, addiction. More often than not, it's mental health that leads to self-medication, that leads to addiction, that leads to, this downward spiral. And it just steals the hope from us. It steals our souls from us. And our job, we believe, is to walk alongside people. How do we help them? How do we assess this? How do we get them the help that they need? So we just can't give up. It's so simple. It's so easy to give up and walk away. So often I walk in and I don't have what it takes to wake these people up. But I have to dig deep and keep fighting, and my team digs deep and we keep fighting. And surely, virtually every day, something happens. Some tiny miracle that you wouldn't even look at, that you would take for granted. Someone else calls. We get a hold of a relative that's long lost and they thought didn't exist anymore or care about them. Or, we found a treatment program that we could get them into. Or another organization in town reaches out to help them.
So this is more than, okay, you have a problem with positive thinking. Mm. This is more than that. It's it's like this person lacks the ability to identify, to be intentional in goal setting.
Oh, yeah.
And even if they could set a goal,
they don't have the tools to reach it.
Or take the first step.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of that is like you could say the situation that compounded their inability to move.
Right.
So we're not going to find that problem here, you and I, because you guys already have a program for restoration.
Yes, we do.
Can you explain what that is?
Okay, so right now, currently, we have our family shelter where we take in, women and children mostly. We have had women, children, and fathers. We've had those situations, and they've gotten on their feet and moved on. We also have our homeless men restoration program, where these people enter this program and we work with them, we walk alongside them, we assess their needs, and then we set up the program pretty specific to what their needs are, both with internal counseling, external counseling, healthcare, mental health care, and ensure that these people get the tools they need so that they can begin to take the next steps as they go. We work with work assistance programs and things like that so that we can utilize their talents to help them find better paying jobs that will help them, the jobs that serve their unique abilities as opposed to just placing them out there. So we have those existing, but what we really believe is lacking, and we have this Restore Hope Initiative you and I were talking about earlier today. The Restore Hope Initiative is really threefold, and these are the biggest new needs in the county. And they're not really new, but they're ones that we need continual focus on. One is, okay, we've gotten you through these programs, what's next? So we need this attainable housing, is what we're kind of calling it in all the coalitions we're working with. Attainable, affordable housing for people who are coming out of these programs, now what? And there's not a lot out there. So it's both maintaining and finding other forms of affordable housing. And there's no one-step or one-shoe-fits-all kind of solution to this, but what if we start working with landlords out there and educating them on the housing authority and how voucher systems work and that it's not a dangerous thing? What if we were able to purchase and raise money and purchase homes that we could set aside specifically for that? What if people donated homes to, we'd certainly take them here at ARM, where we set those homes or apartment buildings aside and work on restoring them and getting them up to speed so that we can house people and provide affordable housing. That's one.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So to restore hope, mm-hmm. they come into your program and you assess mm-hmm. their situation.
Yes.
Their strengths.
Strengths. Focus on strengths. Focus on encouragement. That's how you overcome some of those things where your weaknesses are. And then some weaknesses can be overcome, and some we live with. You know, I have some weaknesses, and I have the right people around me to help me with this.
Help you with them, right. And they may not.
Right.
And then the other thing is you know tools. You have tools. You have strategies to overcome some of those weaknesses.
Sure.
Sometimes you just gotta try not to do the same thing over and over again.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. So you assess and then you advocate.
Oh, absolutely. We have team members who come around and really stand up for these folks. Helping them, you know, you're dealing with all this and it's so overwhelming. You don't know where to start. You just have to start. So you remember your mom when you were a kid and your room's a total wreck and it's destroyed and she's like, get clean. And you're like, oh, you spend an hour like whining about it first. And then you go after it one step at a time. And then putting the right organizations and things in the community around them, but walking them through it. So often these folks are used to giving up on their own, because so many people have given up on them over time, mm-hmm. and the abuse that they've gone through and those things, that's the real facts about it. So they're used to being given up on, and they're used to giving up. So it's teaching them that grit, if you will, along with it. You know, we're going to have some grit. We're going to go after this. We're not going to give up.
So you're going to be holding them accountable.
Oh, absolutely.
To that.
It's a piece that's absolutely necessary.
So that's awesome. You advocate for these individuals.
Indeed.
You know, when you go to a doctor and you're having a physical element, they go through an assessment and they go like a range of motion.
Oh yeah.
And then you're considered better in their standards if that range of motion mm-hmm. is improved. And at some point they say, you're good enough, take the exercises that we gave you mm-hmm. and use them. How do you identify the person that came to you that was hopeless mm-hmm. and now they're ready to go to the next step where you work on independence? I guess that would be the next step,
yeah.
Working on independence.
Absolutely. Sure, so first thing, you have to meet those immediate needs. You have to get in there, okay, food, healthcare, you know, dental issues, believe it or not. I mean, these guys, you know, that can make you miserable. Think of a toothache. Now think of, you know, all the issues that go along when you've neglected that for years. You know, all those types of things. So those first things are those immediate needs. And really, once you start meeting those immediate needs, you can see people start to come back to life. Like, wow, I'm feeling healthier. My body feels better. When my body feels better, my mind can follow. The second part of that really is the mental health piece. So we've been proud to have embedded with us, it's called Christian Counseling Christian Counseling Associates. They're a counseling organization that agreed to come in and actually reside in one of our offices, and they have office hours for our folks, both the Agape House and up at the Mission. So they're coming, and our folks have access to counseling immediately. They were on a waiting list. This time last year when I started the job, we could go, okay, you're 6 to 10 weeks out till I can get you in. So part of this whole thing on the restoration and knowing when somebody is ready is really having professional counseling alongside them so that they can help us. Okay, they're doing really well. They've met this, you know, little tick mark. They've met that, so now we can go on to the next phase and next step. So it's getting professionals who are really, really good at those types of things.
As part of your team.
To do that, as part of our team.
That is readily there.
Yep.
And building a relationship.
Indeed. Indeed. So that builds trust.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all the people that, you know.
Could you imagine going to the doctors to get help and you always constantly get a different person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And that's something that we talked about earlier. But, okay, I'd like to bring to the attention that this is one thing that you have done to make our community better, which is to create that team.
Yes.
That team. Mm-hmm. And you are identifying right now, okay, this is what happens. This is the ladder. Boom, boom, boom. And then independence. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, affordable. So it's meeting the needs is number one.
Affordable housing would be number one. Number two.
Is that number one or just meeting the needs?
We just put it up there. Meeting needs internally, that is. But when we talk about this Restore Hope Initiative, we're doing what we do. That's not going to stop. But the new things that are out there that we really need to go after, affordable housing, we need to get some affordable child care out there so that ladies who are in, you know, these single moms, so many of them, and there are some single men out there, but really, the majority of our focus necessarily or need are single moms that really they can't get a decent job because they can't hold a decent job. You have a kid, they're sick, you got to get them to the doctors, you got to do this, you have to take off of work, you have to do these things. And employers, and nothing against employers, you need people there. That's why you employ them. So it's very difficult for them. So affordable childcare, right now, the average daycare bill is $250 to $260 a week per child. The average female or mother that comes into us has two children. You know, so we're looking at $500 a week that's going to come out of my paycheck. How much do I need to make to have that come out of my check and support my child or my children and myself? You know, so it's so out of reach, and we need to solve that problem. The last one are single women. We have got to solve this problem. Single women out there, the demographic of homeless single women is growing. I never would have thought it in Adams County. I ran about my daily life and did my thing and worked and, you know, all those things that we do. And single women was not even, it was like, homeless single women, that doesn't really happen. We're getting 8 to 10 a month that we have to find a housing for because there's really nothing in Adams County. SCAP has a little bit of room, I believe, for some single women or women with children. Of course, CARES does this thing, you know, through the winter to help, which is amazing. But a real, you know, a restoration program that helps these people and prepares these people to get back on their feet, along with the child care that can go with that, along with the affordable housing. Can you imagine how that can change the trajectory of someone's life? That's what we're going after and want to do. Along with embedding the health care, the mental health care pieces, because that's good stewardship of what we're doing. So
the first step in the ladder is taking care of their basic needs
Oh, yes.
and a place, affordable place to live.
Yes.
Now, you've made some strides with affordable places to live.
Yes.
You've been reaching out to some businesses to partner with you mm-hmm. in purchasing.
Yeah, so we've had a, and they wish to remain anonymous, but we that last year when I started, shortly after that, we had a couple of donors who really, really saw this need and became passionate about it and helped us purchase a building that now houses, you know, five different individuals in three apartments along, you know, here in Gettysburg in town at a low income rate. So, or fixed rate so that incomes, you know, so that the it's affordable housing. So that was absolutely amazing. We want to do more of that, but we were managed to, you know, through the help of those dedicated citizens, and they were through businesses, but it was really those business leaders that stood up and said, I'm passionate about this, I want to make this happen. And now we have, you know, some wonderful families that are housed and homed.
So these are families. These are people that was well, went
there's
through
a,
your program.
There's a single woman, then there's a couple of children who well, they're not children, they're young adults, a couple of young adults, and then a family in the other. So there's three different apartments, and they're all, like I said, affordable housing. So it's you know, we follow the rates that the housing authority would call for a two-bedroom and a single bedroom, although, you know, these aren't voucher houses because at the time there was no funding for that, and we needed to get these people housed. However, we don't have overhead there because we raised the money to get it, so we could house them at a reasonable rate that allows them to be there, which was an absolute blessing. So one of the ladies, she's done her story with us, and I won't say her name, but she had a fire in her apartment where she lived. She had low-income housing and had a fire, destroyed it. She was living in her friend's unfinished basement. Now, all that is doable. It's better than on the street. Here she's been fighting stage 4 breast cancer. She's with us, and now she gets to spend her last days in dignity in her own place and close to us where we can go down and assist and help her. So that was just a blessing that wouldn't have happened.
So these individuals, they've gone through your program or they're in your program?
No, these ones have not. None of these have gone through our program. We partnered, one of them went to SCAP, and at the time the voucher system was closed, so they were trying to get a voucher through SCAP, through the Housing Authority, and SCAP was helping them. And so we knew of them with our partnership, and we were able to say, hey, send them over, we've got a place for them.
But this could be considered a preventive method?
Oh, yes. This is absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because not only do we, you know, is our passion to help the homeless and help that, it's also to educate and keep people from getting there. Let's prevent this. Let's go after the root causes of this as a community, and partnering with the other agencies and human resource programs and things that are out there in our community. How do we partner with them to prevent this from happening in the first place? Mm-hmm. My goal is to put ourselves out of business. You know, I would love that in Adams County. We still have these needs.
I don't think that will ever happen.
Unfortunately.
I think what will happen, if you ever got that point, is you would just find a way to enhance what you're already doing, which would continue to make a better community.
That's the third phase. The third phase is when somebody's through our programs and they have the housing and they have these things, how do we continue to walk alongside them and partner with them? We have to do that. If we don't want them coming right back where they came from, whenever they hit those hard times, whenever they hit the rough stuff in life,
when they were really tested,
they need the partnership and the support system. Mm-hmm. You and I may take that for granted because we have family, we have people around us, friends, those types of things. Oftentimes these people don't, or family that they can trust. You know, so it's us being able, us, you know, and when I say us, a community of us.
Community. The true like the true indication of success as Juliet Sharo?
Sharo. Yep. She's our board chair. Yeah.
An awesome individual. Mm-hmm. Whose heart is there for families who are going through abuse issues.
Yeah.
Is that the person that you helped has the passion to help others, mm-hmm. you know? But I just want to challenge people who may be watching, and when you look at a great community, we have great people like Will here running our nonprofits who are very intentional, very strategic, and never working alone.
Never working alone.
They pull together a great team, but they're also working with other nonprofit organizations. But notice the need for the businesses to come aside of the nonprofits. It is the businesses that make Adams County a great place to live. Mm-hmm. Not only in providing great jobs and opportunities to grow in professions, which will allow people to have affordable homes.
Purpose and dignity and all those things that you know, our careers and stuff offer us. You know?
And it comes back to the business. Having the great businesses to provide that for their workers, mm-hmm. and also to be able to go to nonprofits and support their ability to help those who are unfortunate to be in the situation they are. And, you know, it's like you said, you know, 60% of the people in Adams County is one paycheck away from
needing a service that we provide, whether it's ARM or SCAP or CARES or, you know, these folks.
Or it could be a car.
One paycheck away from being homeless or, you know, right there, hungry, you know. How many people are going to bed tonight in Adams County hungry? How many children go leave school for the weekend and have no food to eat for the weekend?
Thus, you know, what is that?
Roots Harvest. And Upper Adams, you have John's Meals, and, you know, these folks who just do amazing work in our community, and we certainly partner with them, and our hearts go out to them, and how can we support one another?
Basic needs. Affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. Child care.
Child care is next.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you have affordable housing, mm-hmm. and you have a good job,
mm-hmm.
the money you make goes to rent and child care. So if you can make that affordable.
If we can make that affordable, how can that empower families and women specifically? And men. There's certainly some single men out there who are doing that. Statistics show, you know, it certainly helped the family and single women. But there are also men, you know, that are single or you know, maybe their significant other passed away or something, and they're trying to take care of this child, and they have these things and trying to hold down a job. But irregardless, you know, child care is so expensive, and it's so expensive for a reason. All the overhead it takes to do it, all the insurances and things. I mean, there's a huge liability in this. And making sure you have the right people to teach our kids and be with our kids and watch our kids. You know, but how empowering is that if it could be affordable to young couples and certainly some of these women who are in terrible situations and can't get out of them? Having that right now, the waiting lists alone are 10 to 15 months in Adams County, 10 to 15 months. And that's come down during COVID. I think it was even longer. You know,
find someone to watch your children.
To watch your children.
And they have to make a living also.
They have to make a living, those folks who are doing that.
And they want to make the best program they can, so money has to go into that.
Indeed.
Affordable housing. Mm-hmm. Child care.
Yep.
And then services for single.
Oh, yes. So
are those the three?
Those are the three big ones that we're trying to really tackle, you know, as we're continuing all our other programs and things that we do. The three really newer big ones that we want to make sure we're focusing on as a community. Single woman shelter is just, and not just a shelter to put people in to house them, but a restoration program. The same as we have for our families, the same, a restoration program that gives them hope, gives them courage, gives them encouragement. You know, it builds you up from the bottom and gives you the confidence and tools you need to go out and tackle everyday life like we get to.
So you're putting a team around these
people. Oh, yes, and continuing to put them around.
And it's a well-planned strategy.
It is.
It's very, I'm going to say, intentional and strategic. And you've grown it over the past year in having an in-house mental health service.
Yes.
You grew it. You've grown it by having stronger connections with businesses. Mm-hmm. You have grown it by coming up with affordable housing. Mm-hmm. And that's what you did with businesses. But, okay, so you've made some success there. What's your next step with affordable housing?
So I think, well, the next step is continued collaboration. That's been my word since I started. You know, it's just collaboration, because it does take an army to you know, or it takes a village to raise a kid, you know, kind of thing that we talk about. It takes all of us. And I think all of us being able to find our niches, where we're good at, what we're good at, the team and the talents, and putting those around those less fortunate in our community, putting the education out there for those who are on the borderline at risk, ensuring and identifying those who are at risk. And if you're at risk, you know, I'm a proud person, and it would be very difficult for me to say, hey, I'm at risk. But there are places around that you can come and see me at the Adams Rescue Mission. And we can have those conversations and try to get you in touch with the right people. But we hold ourselves back and oftentimes in those situations. But I think collaboration is the key, absolute key to all of this. We have community leaders. We have our community politicians, you know, helping support these things. Those guys work so hard. Our commissioners, just amazing. At trying to help get the support that's needed for the different organizations in our community. The Community Foundation, Ralph Serpy out there, and their board. I mean, just doing wonderful things to pump life into this community. And I think, just like a marriage or anything else, if you're not working on it, it's falling apart. You know, so our community, if we're not working on it, it's falling apart. If we're sitting on our couch flipping through the TV, which, by the way, I spent 40 years doing, you're not working on it. So my ask is, how can we work together?
How can we be connected?
Yeah.
You know, everybody has a unique gift to share. But if you don't connect by finding what's close to your heart, what is your passion? Mm. There's something out there that you could give your time to, you can give your money to, you can give your skills, you can give your thoughts, your processes to.
Yeah. I mean, just smile at someone when you're walking through the door.
Be kind.
Oh, yeah. It changes the world.
Yeah. Okay. So, your next step with affordable housing is to work with other organizations in coming up with a vision to move forward.
Yes. Of course, there's a coalition that exists now with through SCAP, through the Housing Authority, through
at
the
home.
Commissioners and stuff, at home, Gettysburg. And you have a lot of great minds around the table trying to put together solutions and tackle different issues and different, you know, angles at how to go after this. We also have our very own ministerium here in Gettysburg putting together a housing, I forget what we called it, but a housing alliance kind of conference that we're putting together here where we'll be getting together and getting these places together on how can we join in and help this effort, you know, and bringing more and more people together. And then, like you said, strategizing, putting those strategies together, being very poignant, and then going after them. Let's see some actions. Let's put some dates on there. Let's put some targets on there.
Benchmarks.
And okay, we're going to hit some hurdles. How do we overcome them? You know.
And a lot of times you have to hit the hurdles in order to identify how to overcome it. So, restoration, men, women, family.
Yes.
Affordable housing, and then childcare.
Childcare.
What are you doing for child? What have you done?
Okay.
What have you done so far this year for childcare?
So we hired a director of child development. We hired her here just a short couple of weeks ago. She's putting the business plan together. Her and I have put the strategy together. So she's laying the business plan out. She's taking all the courses and going through all the certifications and everything that we need to have so that we can start. And we've partnered with a couple of local churches that have beautiful facilities, and they're not used during the week. So what a better place to partner with than some of these places that have wonderful facilities, and it doesn't have to be a church, you know, but and they're not being used during the week, when we could partner with them and use them. So we'll be able to, our vision is the spider web across Adams County. And we have to start small and grow from there. So we have 6 to 10 kids per location, and getting them up and off the ground to where we can certainly help some of the women in need and men in need and families in need in our areas of influence. But then eventually opening these things, like I said, in a spider web across the county to help people in different areas. Drop your children off. We're going to protect them. We're going to keep them safe. Go do the things that are going to help better their lives and give them a chance to break this cycle. Go get a job. Go get yourself an education. And again, whether that's trade school or finishing high school or college, go get that education. We're going to take care of your kids for you. We're going to figure this out.
And not only are you going to figure it out, you're empowering them.
Empowering them.
I don't mean to talk over you.
No. I talk too much, so please.
No, you don't talk too much. You're speaking for the Spirit. And you have someone hired that this is their focus.
Yes.
And not only that, you have a vision. Your vision is that there is going to be a program throughout the county that will allow individuals who need to be restored, child care
access
services that are going
to
be affordable so that they can do what they need to in order to learn and be advocated for to find their full potential.
And again, this prevents the next generation from falling into the same trap that this generation's in. So, you know, we've said it a million times. Jesus tells this story about the well in Bethesda, right? The well of Bethesda. And once a year, this angel comes from heaven and stirs it up. And if you're the first one in, then you get healed, you know. And I know some people don't believe it. That's fine. But you know, that's the thought process. But when Jesus comes, the guy's there, and he says, Master, Master, heal me. And he says to the guy, do you want to get well? Because there's a responsibility that comes with getting well, and it's putting in the hard work. It's being accountable. It's falling on your face and getting back up again. And that's the question that we asked. We will pour out all the resources I can generate and, you know, through the strength of our community and God and those things, we will pour all those resources out into you if you want to get help.
You have to have a vision of what that means.
Yeah. And it's different for every person.
And setting goals to go for it. Mm-hmm. And you have a program, you have a restoration program, and you have an advocacy. Mm-hmm. You have a team. You deal with the basic needs.
Yep.
You move to affordable homes. Then you move to childcare. Mm-hmm. With the whole idea of giving individuals a constant support, mm-hmm. and advocacy, mm-hmm. holding them accountable.
Yeah.
But also helping them to find the skills they need to have a vision and work towards that vision.
Right. And if you think that's possible, you will work towards it.
Yes.
You know, it's when you're stuck in that rut where nothing is possible and nor do I care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the hopelessness we were talking about. So and it all starts with that.
And if you're in that situation and you're looking for a program that's going to give you financial help, but not the personal help to get to independence, that's changing, you know.
Yeah, it could throw money at you, but if you don't have the tools to manage that and do those things, it's not going to be helpful. It's not going to be helpful at all.
So you said that this vision that you have for childcare for those who need the restoration of hope, mm-hmm. you have two already?
So we have two churches that have signed up that really want to be a part of this. We're looking at March timeframe, the end of Q1, beginning of Q2, so March, April, that timeframe of finishing and all of our business plan, licensing, all those things so that we can open up then.
Wow.
And then we'll see how that goes, find our hurdles, you know, find those things, and then start rubber stamping those.
What a year you had.
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful.
Wow.
We got so much more to do. We have so much more to do.
Yeah, and that's what I love is you're enhancing the health and well-being of our community is something that never ends. Because the goal is to have a situation here in Adams County where we're all helping each other find our full potential. And part of that is giving back.
Yeah.
Giving back. Hey, Will, how can someone volunteer, give money, just say, great job? How can they do that?
Sure. If you go on to our website at adamsrescuemission.org, there's QR codes and things like that. You can click on there and go through and see what we're doing, what's coming next, who we are, what we're about, how you can help support us. And that's probably the best way. There's our Facebook, certainly. But we'd love to have you visit that and learn more about us. You can also stop in at 2515 York Road and talk with any of our staff. Just say, hey, I'd like to learn more about what you're about. We'd love to have you. Single women shelter is the one we need to make happen as soon as possible. Again, we're seeing 8 to 10 that get turned away. I'm as far away as Pittsburgh having to get these folks because their places are so full. Now, in the wintertime, you have a lot of temporary shelters opening up where we can put them just to get sheltering, and those things are wonderful and they're needed. But they're not a restoration program. They're not getting them the tools they need to go out and live what we would consider a successful life in society.
And when spring comes and the weather's nice, we won't notice them.
They're hidden. They're hidden here in Adams County. Everybody's like, are there really that many homeless in Adams County? I'm like, guys, they're sleeping in cars. They're washing up at work. And even more concerning is that population that's right on the edge.
Because it could be you, one paycheck.
It could be you.
You could be the face. Your neighbor could be the face. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone you pass and should have smiled at could be the face.
We have children who are living in cars with their moms, you know, and it's sad. It's sad. We got to figure this out.
This is, yes. Will,
we're gonna figure it out.
Thank you so much for choosing to be the executive director of ARM. You've done such a great job this year. Your team.
It's our team. Our team and the community that's been around us. I'm just the guy stirring the pot. You know, let's go.
And the businesses are very, very important. And your network with SCAP. I mean, you know, you talk about what we talked about here today are things that SCAP's also dealing mm-hmm. with from a different angle.
You have New Hope Ministries. You have, you know, a lot of us out here going after, you know, and trying to continue to solve this problem. And we need you.
And it is going to be solved because of individuals like Megan Cherie and yourself. Next year, when we sit here and share the accomplishments because of the support of the people watching, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. Well, hey, time's up.
Yeah. I've taken up a
but
ton of
But you know
your
what?
Time.
There's one thing that I didn't mention and I need to mention is, you know, Janet Shiro.
Oh, Juliet.
Oh, that's
Shiro.
Right. Juliet. Yep. So not only did I get her last name wrong, I had her first name. Juliet.
Yeah.
You know, the chair of Adams County Rescue, and she has...
She runs a nonprofit called Thrive, and it really focuses on domestic violence and domestic abuse. And she is an absolute warrior for people who have gone through those things, and she herself has gone through them.
And it's about restoring hope also.
Exactly.
And she identified that someone who's in need goes somewhere, an organization, a church, and they hear the story. And then that person becomes the gatekeeper and tries to channel the individual to another place. Mm-hmm. But your vision is to have a network here in the county that a person who has a need goes to that network, is assessed, and then that goes to the organizations, which then goes to that individual. So the individual is not passed around.
Right.
And have to tell their story several times. They need to tell it once. Right. And then they're contacted by our nonprofits and who are doing the services and say, hey, I'm going to be your advocate.
Each one of the nonprofits in our community has their special niches and the things that they're really great at. And my vision for this is really to have this one-stop shop where, you know, whether you picked up the phone and you were at CARES, or you picked up the phone and you were at ARM, or you were at New Hope, or you were at, you know, a SCAP or the Y, and you pick up the phone and, you know, we have a playbook that we go by, and we get that assessment, we figure out what you need, and instead of sending the person over there to go through it again and go here and go through it again, we're having those people and resources reach out to them to get it taken care of.
So a person could reach out to any of these nonprofits and they'll go through the same process.
Yes. I mean, can you imagine streamlining that? We could have a database. We could have, you know, understanding what these needs are and access to certain things. You know, okay, you need food. Let's go here. Let's get you there. Let's get this going on.
Mm-hmm.
You need... childcare, let's get this going on. You know, so we can really, really, you know, jump in here and advocate for the betterment of those in our community that are incredibly vulnerable. So
awesome. See, you know, this segment may be longer than normal, but it's because you've done so much, Will. You know, thanks for choosing Adams County to share your purpose, share your skills, share your relationship with the Almighty.
Well, I believe, you know, I believe we have a God who absolutely adores us. Whether we believe in Him or don't believe in them.
You're loved.
Absolutely adores you, and I truly believe that, and someday maybe I'll tell that story, but I 100% believe that. And what he pours into me, I pour out. And my team pours out, and our community. I mean, we just saw the giving spree in this community raise $3.6 million. Mm-hmm. So this is a community that is pouring out. And really just cares.
And that don't happen in every community. No. That doesn't happen in every community. You guys are special.
So they are.
Did you hear what Will Hudson said? He said that you're loved. Mm. You're loved. So, hey, Will, thanks so much for taking the time to come in. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Your team, you're making our community the best it could be.
Thank
you so much. I can't wait to what happens this year. You are dynamite, man.
You're partnering with us, so we do it all together.
What a great place to live. Thanks for watching this segment of Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker. I'm here with Will Hudson, the executive director of Adams Rescue Mission. Wow. They did so much last year that I think it took three times longer for me to share this message with you. So thanks for everything that you're doing, Will. Till we get a chance to bring another Will Hudson type guy into our studios, remember, you are the best, you have a purpose, and you are, as Will says, you're loved. Have a great day.